Don Rose, and I'm president of U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Don, let's begin with how you are assessing the situation between the U.S. and China right now with the tariff retaliation and how it's impacting the soybean market right now.
Well, I think when you sell 61% of your exports on soybeans go to China, it's a huge issue, and I think the tariffs, the trade does not like uncertainty, and uncertainty just by itself is a risk-off trade in my experience historically, you know, going back to the 70s. So I think that's the first issue is you have uncertainty. And then when you have your largest customer by far that is involved, and that's China, taking over 60% of our soybeans, it's a double whammy. And then you take just by the natural, this is a time of year that if you look like you have a big crop, you go down. But I think the unique thing that's happening is the Chinese soybeans are moving up high enough, or we're moving down low enough that the we're getting very close in, within about 15 cents of nullifying the total 25% tax tariff, if you will, on our soybeans that are imported to China.
You spend time in South America. You have some close connections there. I would imagine that folks in Brazil are, I don't want to say salivating at the news, but what's their viewpoint on this as they position themselves to get a greater market share in China, Don?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mark. I guess, last year and in most years, I do spend time down through that area. And last year went pretty extensively through Argentina, Paraguay, and Brazil. And no doubt they view their agricultural trade very, very important. It's a big stability for them from an economic standpoint for the whole country. And they have an alliance with China already, like so many others do. And I think if you put it in perspective, the Brazilians continue to expand their acres. Their farming practices are very similar to us in the United States, the same thing with Argentina, the same thing with Paraguay. The limiting factor that South America and Central America have is their infrastructure is nowhere close to where we are. Their political situation is nowhere close to what we are. So from what I'm saying is they have trouble with transportation. They have trucker strikes. They have rail strikes. They have loading strikes. Their road system is suspect. There's some good roads, but there's an awful lot of poor roads. So I think they would like to take advantage of the situation. I'm not so sure how fast they can gear up, even if you produce it, to push it out of the country. I think they're kind of maxed out already, and then they have a lot of uncertainty with the political. So I think that's a limiting factor. It takes just so long to build some of these infrastructures the U.S. has that they don't. So I think it's going to be a very difficult situation for China to be in, because we don't think you really lose global trade. And I think what's going to happen is happening short term. We're almost have nullified, just with the price of the beans going down so dramatically, we've almost nullified, neutralized that 25% tariff. And if that's the case, what you're going to see is Brazil, Argentina, even other resellers buy soybeans from the U.S. and then sell them into China. So I think that's the other thing that you have to look at. And, Mark, also, the Chinese on reserve soybeans that they purchase for their reserve, which they have a big reserve, and they've been selling out their soybeans into the domestic market, on reserve soybeans that they purchase from the U.S., they put a 25% tariff on, but then they give back that tariff, so basically those do not have a tariff on.
Yeah, Don, that's a good point on the futures prices dropping dramatically here. And at the local level with basis, are we seeing some changes there because the futures prices have come down so much?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, Mark, the producer at these levels, the selling has obviously just come to a screeching halt. I mean, a producer you know, selling at this kind of a level is just taking a huge loss. It's below the cost of production. So I think what you're finding is producers that are selling are scrambling to try and re-own some way if they need the bin space or whatnot. So the whole thing adds up to we have big supplies in the U.S. You know, maybe the carryout, when we look at it tomorrow, is going to jump. We'll see. But I think what it means is a producer not selling. The basis has moved in just because of the cash price resistance selling at these levels.
And one more thing on China for that U.S. producer who's concerned about this trade war dragging on for months and Brazil stepping in and getting a greater piece of the Chinese pie and never relinquishing that. He talked about the infrastructure, some of the challenges that Brazil and other growing regions of South America face. But if this thing drags out, should the U.S. producer be concerned that we can never regain lost market share in China?
Well, let me put it this way. I mean, I went through the Russian, the embargo that we had with Russia in 1980. And, of course, what happened, if you look at it, what really happened is Russia, we had the embargo. Russia couldn't take wheat from us, couldn't take grain from us. And so, consequently, what's happened in Russia and the Ukraine, they were an importer. Now they set the world market for wheat because they're a huge exporter, and they really are the exporter of the world to look at. So that is a huge fear, is that we lose market share and somebody else increases production over time, and we're viewed as not a reliable supplier. So I think that's the trick with the Trump administration is trying to make sure that we keep all these things in a box short term and that we get this thing resolved sooner rather than later. But, you know, from a tariff standpoint, you are seeing China. We're talking about trying to reduce tariffs around the world, but we are seeing China. They've reduced tariffs nearly to zero in five Asian countries just to import different products. So they're starting to search around right now. They've told the government has told their COFCO and such, their trading people, that they should start to look around for other suppliers. So it's going on right now, Mark, and that is a concern.
Anything else related to the China situation, exports, Don, that you think we need to talk about?
Well, I think when you look at this, we're talking about all the negatives. But I think if we reach a point where, even if from a future standpoint, if we reach a point where we hear that their negotiations are taking place, I think you'll see a huge relief rally in the market. I think the other thing that when you look forward is, how is the producer going to be compensated? The administration is on record saying that there's going to be that the producer in the U.S. is not going to bear a financial setback because of these tariffs. So let's see what happens. Does the CCC make direct payments? Do we have some purchase programs? But I think there's a lot of stuff that can happen, Mark, that's positive and not necessarily negative. When you're below the cost of production, things can change pretty fast.